Luke, if I'm not mistaken, this is actually the first time that we've done this.
Right, we are in person. This is a episode of Crossword. It's, you know, live to tape, but we are not on a video call. I have to look at your face in real life.
This is the season finale of this season, and we've just finished the week of CloudFest. So we're here in Germany. How's it been for you?
I've had a great time. CloudFest is an amazing conference, and I think the premier conference for WordPress business, like hosting product business. You can get work done at a WordCamp, but I think more work gets done, more hands get shaken at a CloudFest.
Also, I've never seen there was a boxing match yesterday here at CloudFest. What did you think about that?
I didn't see it. They've got the boxing ring set up, and it was supposed to be for delivering talks, yeah, which is a cool idea. I think these days, I think what attracts speakers is something cool to put on your LinkedIn, you know?
Something different too. Like,
yeah.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah. But you want to, it's all about being shareable and social media friendly. So that worked, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they did a real, in inverted commas, boxing match at the end, which I didn't see, but I've heard.
It was in a draw, which for my American sensibilities means that there wasn't much that happened.
It was fixed, man. Yeah.
It's been quite the week. I like doing this now. It's Friday. It really kicked off. Well, the hackathon kicked off on Saturday.
Yeah.
But we both arrived around Sunday. Or was it Monday?
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah.
Anyway. What were some of the highlights for you this week?
The hackathon was amazing. I had a good time connecting with folks there. And then day, that was pretty special too.
WP Day.
WP Day, I apologize. We can't use that trademark name. I take it back. Maybe our editor could bleep out the word.
That seems unnecessary. That'll be fine. But it's WP Day.
It's WP Day, and it was combined with Agency Day. That went really well. The two topics worked well together. And you were the MC. You did a great job of MCing.
Thank you. This was my third year doing it. I've got a list of things that I can do better next time, but I quite enjoyed it. There were one highlight for me in particular was the talk that there's a number of good talks, but Andy Simpson did a talk from VeriSign about the data that they have from like the .com/.net perspective about WordPress. So I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, I missed that one. I think my favorite part was when you started to stumble over your words because you had like a 5 minute gap between speakers.
There was like 10 minutes left. So for context, my job as an MC is to keep things on time, right? So if a speaker ends too soon, then my job is to ask them some questions, and I do that quite well. I can fill the time or move things along. Suddenly I'm on stage with 10 minutes to go, and
the speaker's walked off.
The speaker's gone, and I'm not quite sure what to do yet. And then suddenly,
I see you panicking. You're going for the water. I know that's not a good sign. And everybody in the crowd is getting sort of awkward, you know, like, what are we gonna do for 10 minutes? Sit here and watch him panic and sweat? So
that seems a little ungenerous, but
sorry. Because my inclination was to help a friend.
Yes.
And so I jumped up on stage and we had a little impromptu interview / lightning talk.
It felt like what happened is I slipped into feeling like it was an episode of Crossword.
Right. It worked well. And that's why I think we should do live episodes of Crossword.
It is a little strange. Like, it's going to take me a moment. Like, we've done over 100 episodes at this point. This is the first time like we've been actually apart from, like, across mm-hmm. from each other in actuality. But yeah. I quite like it.
All right, so let's talk about WordPress. What changed in WordPress at CloudFest?
I'm not sure I would agree that it's the premier WordPress event for business. One of the things that I would love to see more of is intentionality on the programming side of things. CloudFest is still very, like, sponsor driven, mm-hmm. and there can be some beautiful things that come out of it, like VeriSigns in particular as a good example of this. I'm excited to see what happens with PressConf coming up.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I suspect that PressConf in particular is positioned to be like the premier sort of business context.
But CloudFest has, how many would you say? Like, there wasn't a huge amount of WordPress booths, but...
No. What CloudFest has for it, though, is over 10,000 attendees.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it unique. Like, and if you could have a magic wand and see all the business that's happening here, in that sense, I think I would agree with you. There's so much that's going on.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously you're biased in that you recognize people and you're not talking to people who are not in your field and you know, things like, you don't go into the areas that are selling literal hardware server racks.
I actually quite enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But, well, sure. Maybe I'm an exception.
But it felt like half or maybe a third of the event was WordPress related.
Interesting. What I found especially telling is that when I open up, the first question I ask is, how many here are at CloudFest for the first time? And every year it's increased. And this time of like 400 people in the WP Day room, more than half were there for the first time. And that's there for WP Day. So conference kicks off properly for most folks on Monday and, or on Tuesday rather, and they're there on Monday for it.
So one of the big things that happened at CloudFest for me was you and Tammy Lister had an interview sort of session talk with Mary Hubbard.
Yep.
The executive director of WordPress. How do you think the interview went?
I quite enjoyed it. I got a chance to meet with Mary several times prior, Tammy and I both, in just preparation and going over what we wanted to cover. And I'm quite impressed with the range of her experience, especially coming from these proprietary ecosystems that she's worked in, TikTok most recently. But before that, she also worked at, I think it was eBay, if I'm recalling, Walmart as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has direct experience. She'd been at Automattic previously.
Right. Well, actually, from what I understand, she's still with TikTok.
Yes, she's still connected to it.
Yeah. So I thought that that talk was amazing. I got to spend about an hour just chatting with her afterwards about, you know, family, sneakers, life. She's a bit of a sneakerhead. She always wears the coolest shoes. And you know, one thing I learned actually, and this reminds me, we've got to make a couple of retractions.
Okay. Oh, this is good. Let's hear it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first retraction is in the last episode. Sorry, this is off topic, but we'll come back around.
Yes.
We mentioned that nobody else is even thinking about pulling back from their core contributions, but that turned out not to be true because a couple of days after we posted that episode, Newfold Digital, they also announced that they're retracting their core contributions, the Fight for the Future pledge. So we were wrong. I was wrong specifically. So apologies. Multiple people apparently
are. That sounded good hearing you say that. Obviously you're representing both of our interests, but it sounded good to hear you say that you were wrong.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. And then the other thing that I was wrong about is I remember in a previous episode, I'd just been to State of the Word in Tokyo. And I said that Mary's talk was really good. She seemed really nervous.
Mm.
Turns out, I was talking to her about it, and it turns out what happened was all of her notes, what do you call that screen that goes in front of you when you're talking?
A
teleprompter. It went out, and so she wasn't prepared. She was expecting the teleprompter.
Oh, wow. That changes.
Yeah, and so a lot of that talk was...
Improvised
based on the slides. So it recontextualized it for me. Mary's amazing. Like she's a really interesting person, and I enjoyed getting to know her more on the personal level. And one of the things that I said to her, it seems like a lot of what you're doing, despite the fact that on stage you were talking about transparency, it's hard to know what it is that you're doing. We don't see a lot of you in the project. And she said, yeah, a lot of what I'm doing is work behind the scenes.
Okay.
And I think she elaborated on that and what that means. I probably won't mention that on the podcast because I feel like that maybe was a bit more supposed to be a bit more private. But I'm much more confident now, having talked to Mary, that she is acting in her role of the executive director of WordPress. She's doing a good job, and it's a lot of behind the scenes work. And we've made a mistake.
Okay.
As a community, I think we've made a mistake, which is that, and it's understandable, Josepha had a particular take on this role, right?
Okay.
And her take was very public, very visible. She had the podcast, she would show up to core meetings, and she was a little bit like the face of the project. But Mary doesn't want to be that. That's not what's interesting to her. And I think a lot of people have expected, because it's the same job title.
Sure, yeah.
It's the same job title. People expected her to try to do the job exactly the same.
That's a fair point.
And she's not doing
it for a long time. And for many of us, like, that's all we've known.
That's all we've known. Yeah. Yeah. And she is doing the job, but she's doing it in a different way. And from what she described to me, she's doing very important work, but it's behind the scenes work and it might not be so visible.
How do you reckon that, based on what you know now, because this is something I don't have a good sense for, how do you reckon that you'd be able to evaluate the success of someone in the role?
That's a good question. And I think, based on the conversation, my takeaway was that success looks like the development pace of WordPress continuing and making it easier for new contributors to come into the project.
Okay.
One of the things that Mary did, and she shared this like openly in a group of people, so I feel like it's okay to share it here. One of the things that she did was, before she was announced, as the executive director of WordPress.
Yes. Yeah.
She signed up for an account to come onto the WordPress community.
Actually, it was her existing account, but it wasn't recognizable as connected to her.
Right. Okay. So she signed in with an account that wasn't her name, didn't have her name attached to it, and tried to get involved. Yep. Tried to get involved with a few communities and was just shut down and mansplained and, had a horrible experience trying to come into the community. And then she signed in with Mary Hubbard with her name and a photo and was introduced as the new executive director. And of course, everyone was lovely to her.
So what actually happened is that in her announcement post, it was connected to her username, which was like Fourth Hubbard or something. And it wasn't. And then it's like, oh, wow, this is who this person is, like her first post. So it wasn't any deception
or anything like that.
She just did the first post in it. And then suddenly the tone changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, as I was listening to her describe that, I was like, that's not an uncommon experience.
I've had that experience.
As have I.
She's right. It's a terrible thing. And I think, so to answer your question, success in the role looks like that changing.
Yeah.
Looks like key people being, who tend to be blockers, making it so that they're not so much blockers.
I think what I'm struggling with is listening to what she said on stage. I found myself like, okay, cool. I like this thinking about open source. I like the sense of importance. And right now I'm feeling a disconnect from what's like actually happening, like contributors pulling back, this void in the space that's unsettling for me. I think the optimist in me is like, okay, well, she's certainly qualified for what she's doing.
Yeah, so everything is about to come to a head, Jonathan.
Yes.
We've got the core committers meeting coming up, where the core committers are going to meet with Mary and with Matt, decide what the roadmap looks like for the next for this current release.
Is it going to be one release? Is it going to be more than one?
Yep. I think that negotiation, which is essentially what it is, with the project leadership, is going to really set the tone for the next couple of years.
I think so too. I'm excited to see how that goes. This has been a fun season. We've decided that we're going to bring on some sponsors this next season. If anyone's interested, and I think my preference would be that it's from current listeners who know what they're in for.
Right.
So if anyone listening is interested, reach out to us, and we'll pick this up again next season.